Hey, how's it going? Not bad myself, just enjoying my days off. Naturally, at the best place anyone possibly could, an overcrowded bar. Is it all right if I join you? The seat isn't taken, is it? Or were you waiting for someone? Oh, all right. And you're really okay with me joining you? I don't want you to feel pressured or anything. I know firsthand how sometimes you just kind of want to sit at a table and enjoy your drink in peace. Well, thank you. In that case, don't mind if I do. That looks like an interesting drink. What kind is it? Well, it looks tasty to me. Is it okay if I try getting the same thing? Awesome. I'm excited to try it. Guess I'll just have to flag someone down. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, I'll just have the same thing he's having. Thanks. Oh, yeah, I've been here for a while and had a few drinks, but I can hold my liquor just as good as I used to, so one more won't hurt. So, do you come to this bar often? Oh, yeah. I only just started coming here a little while ago. Well, really, I only just started not acting like a total social recluse just a while ago. Well, I actually used to be quite the social butterfly, but then I met my now ex-husband, and all sorts of not fun stuff happened that I know you don't want to hear about. But long story short, I kind of forgot how to be social for a long while after things ended, and then sort of just slowly started to rediscover myself, I guess you could say. But what about you? I'll admit I kind of noticed you as you came in, because you were the first guy to sit down and not immediately start scoping out what girls looked easiest to get to. Ah, you're kind of new to the whole bar thing too, huh? It can be pretty nerve-wracking, can it? And scary, to be honest. Particularly for women, but no doubt for guys too, I'm sure. Everyone feeling like they have to pump up their chest and impress someone, and act like someone they're clearly not. It can all feel so fake. Oh, here come our drinks. Thanks. All right, let's see if your drink recommendation was any good. Wow, this is actually like the best tasting drink I've ever had. I'm being completely serious. It really is the perfect balance of sweet and sour, not too strong. It's perfect. Surprised I've never drank it before. Ask me something. Of course, you can ask whatever you want. Though that doesn't mean I'll answer it. I'm just teasing you, hon. Really, ask me anything you want and I'll answer as honestly as I can. Why did I want to sit and talk with you? I'm not really sure what you mean, but to answer, it was just because I thought you looked like a nice guy and I wanted to. I see. I suppose that's a fair thing to wonder about, though a silly one too, but I could tell by the look on your face when I first came up to you that you were kind of confused. You almost looked like you were expecting me to try and sell you something. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I really do understand, so let me try and explain. Well, I guess for starters, I just thought you were cute. And you just really caught my attention. I hope that wasn't me being too honest. Being as open and honest with my feelings as possible is something I'm really trying to do after, well, my previous relationship. But, anyways, yeah. You just caught my attention, really. I had actually been getting hounded almost constantly by guys wanting to buy me drinks since the moment I got here. Some of them didn't even offer to buy me a drink first and just went right for the "you wanna get out of here" line. Ugh. Gotta be honest, I was surprised people actually still say that. But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't like to bring up previous relationship stuff, but with everything that happened in it, well, gave me a really good idea of the kind of men I want to avoid and the kind of men I want to associate with. So if you're wondering why I turned all those other men down, it was because they simply weren't the kind of men I want to associate with. But you are. Well, see, that's just the thing. You caught my attention because you weren't trying to act like a confident and cocky guy. I hope it's okay for me to point that out, but I could easily tell you were really nervous, and I can tell you still are now. But that's okay, it really is. That's why I really wanted to sit down and talk with you, because I don't feel like I have to worry about you trying to act like someone you're not. Which means I can get to know about the real you from the start. Is it alright if I put my hand on yours? I really hope I'm not being too forward with all this, and I'll admit I'm just really, really rusty when it comes to how all this normally goes, but I'd like to if you would. Thanks. I've been thinking of doing it for a while now, but anyway, like I was saying, yeah, the fact that you seem nervous just kind of speaks to me, I guess. And if it makes you feel any better, I'm not some emotionless or super confident diva or anything. Because if I had my Fitbit on right now, it'd probably be telling me to take a breather. You're glad I sat down with you? Oh, I'm glad you're glad. Glad I'm not a complete goof at this whole thing. Turning away people's advances is just sort of something a girl's got to learn how to do. But going up to a guy and sharing a drink with him, that's all new territory for most, especially after how long it's been for me. How long has it been? You mean how long had I been married? Oh, it had been quite a long time. I'm sure you can tell just by looking at me that I'm not exactly just turning 21. No. Oh, you flatterer. Trying to fluster me more than I already am, huh? But it's all right. I actually was going to bring that whole age thing up. I happen to be very aware that I look a fair bit younger than I really am, but it shouldn't be any secret that I've got a good number of years on you. So if that's not something you're comfortable with, then it's really, really okay. You absolutely should not feel like you're obligated to do anything with me. And the last thing I'd ever want to do is pressure you. Well, I'm very glad to hear that, because even though we just met, I'm really, really into you, you know? And maybe it's just my imagination or I'm crazy, but it feels like you keep looking at my lips. Am I wrong? Oh gosh, I feel so bad for getting you so embarrassed, but thank you for being honest, really. Being honest with me means, well, more than I can really even say at this point. And I don't know if you've picked up on it too, but I've been failing at not looking at your lips for a while now too. Do you want to do it? Kiss, silly. Would you like to kiss? Yeah, right now if you want. Or we could go someplace more private. A quick one, right? Sounds like a plan. So yeah, let's just lean forward. Quick. Well, goodness, I can honestly say I was not expecting this when I came here today, but so far, I'm really, really liking that I did. I'm sure you can tell I'm just totally flustered at this point. And I'm not trying to draw attention to it and make it worse, but you really look like you are too. Do you want to go somewhere a bit more relaxed and private? We might both breathe a bit easier, I think. And yes, I know that's just a fancy way of saying you want to get out of here, but there it is. I just don't feel a need to be here anymore. And I think a couple of the guys who've been hounding me before might have seen us kiss because they're giving us some dagger looks right now. Yeah, let's get out of here. Do you want to come back to my place? I do own my own home. Or we could go wherever you live. Either way, I'm perfectly fine, but I know how it is with millennials and housing, though, so I suspect might get the most peace and quiet at my place. All right, my place. Sounds like a plan. Guess we should pay our tabs. I'll see if I can get the waiter's attention, and yep, here she comes. Yeah, we're ready to call it, and I'll cover both drinks. Yeah, really, don't worry about it. I got it. You can treat me next time, if it'll make you feel better. Thank you. Well, ready to head out? I have everything. If it's okay, I can keep holding your hand. All right, let's go. Here we are. Honestly, I'm glad to be out of there. I know I frequent those places, but I honestly don't like bars. Yeah, you can just leave your shoes and coat in this area here. But before you do, come here. Had you ever done much kissing before now? Well, that's okay. Like I said back at the bar, for pretty much my entire life, I've been dealing with just, well, getting to see a guy who's just showing all these cute little emotions that you are is just a complete breath of fresh air for me. And so you've really kind of just got me in your nervous clutches right at this point, which I'm sure you've noticed by now, seeing as I can't keep my hands off of you. And having said that, I know I told you to let me know if I was ever coming on too strong, and I still want you to, but at this point, if you wanted to just kind of, you know, skip all this stuff and take things right to the bedroom, I'd be down. Oh, I didn't think you could get even cuter with your embarrassment, but there you go. You're just so damn adorable, hun. But we don't have to, you know. If it's too embarrassing or just moving too fast for you, we could just spend the rest of the night sitting on the couch together and relax. Like I said, no pressure to do anything. I may be ready to jump your bones right now, but just spending time with you in general is what matters to me most. I, of course, don't want to assume, but I'm guessing you don't have a whole lot of experience with sex. I know my way around a thing or two, yeah, and really it's okay if you aren't experienced or just don't have any experience at all, really. I didn't bring you home with me because I thought you would be some wild lay. I did it because I like you. Well, you are really already picking up on the kissing real nice. But hey, I kind of have an idea. Why don't we move to my bedroom and lay down? But just kind of start off with some normal cuddling. We can just keep kissing and I can keep looking at your cute face. And then if things happen to move beyond that, then great. And if not, then that's great too. Sound good? All right, take my hand, hun. Yep, I live here all my own. I never had any children, and I have some girlfriends occasionally come over for drinks, but yeah, the majority of the time, it's just me settled in with a nice book and a drink. For a long time, I kind of preferred it that way, till I decided to try putting myself out there. So you're actually the first guy I've brought home since, well, you know. here we are. It's a good thing I decided to clean up the other day, because I really, really wasn't expecting to have a cute guy come home tonight, and that would have been pretty embarrassing. But anyways, yeah, like I said, I was thinking we could just start off with cuddling, and I was kind of hoping you might be willing to let me be the big spoon. Yes? Really, really? I'd love to be the big spoon. Unless you would prefer to be the big spoon. I was just thinking it looked like you could use being the little spoon right now. So yeah, just go ahead and get yourself nice and comfortable. Do you need any extra pillows? All right, so then I'm just going to get up behind you and slide my arm around your waist. And actually, is it okay if I put my hand inside your shirt so I can just sort of stroke your chest? And there we go. How's this? Does my hand feel nice? I do try to moisturize every day. I'm sorry. The back of your neck just looked too tempting. Oh, you didn't mind? I guess I'll take a bit more advantage of that. Does that feel nice? Good. I really want you to feel nice. Having you feel nice and safe and even protected. That's really what matters to me. How I want to make you feel. Why does it matter to me so much? Well, I guess that desire was just something that came out of my previous relationship. My ex-husband was, I guess you could say, the sort of picturesque manly man. He really only ever openly expressed two different emotions, happy and not happy. And that was about it. There was no real in-between timidness, nervousness, vulnerability, indecisiveness, and pretty much anything that could be considered weakness. None of those were something he ever showed. I think a large part of the reason for that was simply because of how he was raised and what he was taught by society. It's certainly something I grew up with on the opposite spectrum as a little girl. Growing up, I'm sure he was told stuff like, it's a man's job to do this and men don't do that, you know, all that bullshit. And on my end, my grandmother and even mother would tell me how when I got older as a woman, it would be my responsibility to do blah, blah, blah. You get it. Pretty much the stereotypical stuff, like always making sure dinner was ready when my husband got home, my job to do the laundry and all that. Just